Good morning, and thank you for standing by. I'd like to remind all participants your line will be in a listen-only mode throughout the presentation. To ask a question, please press star one. To withdraw your question, press star two. This call is being recorded. If you do have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to introduce your host for today's call, Neil Kamal. Sir, you may begin.
Thanks, Sherry. Good morning, everyone. The call today is one of the follow-up call that came out of the pricing presentation we did a few weeks ago on the Tivoli Security. On this call, we will focus on TSIEM pricing, which is Tivoli Security Information and Event Management. As you all know, the version 2.0 was released on February 27th, and we have had released two versions before this in the last one and a half years. So we will be going into the pricing of the current version 2.0 and how to upgrade from the previous versions, and we will be taking your questions towards the end. I also have Shohaib Zahuri, my colleague here with me. He is from Tivoli Pricing and Investment Team. He's a specialist for security, and we will be doing this between two of us. So let me start. If you can open the slide, let me start on the agenda. We'll go into pricing basics, then deep dive into how you actually do it with a few scenarios, actually two scenarios, and then go into the bundles which are available to you for TSIEM pricing, and finally to the frequent question. So with that, let's begin. On slide three, the pricing basics. The step one of the pricing is to find out the components that your customer need. And as such, there are three chargeable components of TSIEM: the server component, the event sources, and the compliance module. The server component is basically the server side of the application where the log is being collected and the event correlation and all those good things happen. The event sources are our method to connect with all the sources out there. It can be a database, it can be a client device, it can be an application, it can be network node, it can be any one of the feeds which generates logs, which can then be routed into TSIEM. And finally, the compliance management module. We have predefined out-of-the-box compliance management module that you can utilize. There are nine of them now, and you can utilize them depending upon the environment and the industry you are. Interesting to note, if this is one of the internal compliance, or it is a compliance that is not covered within the list of out-of-the-box compliance modules, then you can engage the services of either a business partner or the IBM Tivoli Lab services or otherwise to write your own compliance module. So let's look at the list here. The server components are of two potential types. It can be a log management install, which is a sort of a checkbox compliance, ease, and poor man's solution to TSIEM, if you will. And otherwise, you can go into the full SIM install, which has all the components, which will not only do the collection and search, but also the correlation, the reporting, and all the good things, the W7 formats of storing the data, all of those things. So you have those two choices. And in the slide that follow up, we will tell you each one of the code that you can enter in the price book, as well as the North America price currently for these components. So that's the server component, the two parts to it. Then the event sources, they are basically these four types. And doesn't matter which product you are using, which source you are using, they will follow one of these four routes. So what are those four routes? The network nodes and security devices. These are all the, as the name says, network nodes and devices, security devices. IBM Tivoli Security Information Event Management for servers. Now, these are all the servers, variety of servers. It can be a Windows server, Linux server, what all types of server that the company is running in the enterprise. Then you have the client devices, and then you have, which is basically your endpoints. And finally, the fourth one is apps and databases. And those are the four different types of event sources. And compliance, as you can see, we have SOX, ISO, GLBA, HIPAA. Most of what you ask for or what you need, this is a good standard list of those nine compliance modules that we have available. Moving on to the next slide, slide four. So the step two of pricing, so step one, as you saw, was to find out the components which your customer need. Step two is find out how many and how much of those components and get the RVU number. RVU number is basically a translation. So for example, you needed or your customer needed 200 client devices event source. Now you don't have to price for 200 because we have RVU calculation to translate that into the correct number of units that you should be the customer should be purchasing. Similarly, customer had multi-nodes machine, they have multiple processors, they want to utilize it for their production environment, but they also want to utilize it for their backup, their data recovery, or disaster center. Any one of those scenarios result in multiple instances of the same component. You have to utilize the calculator that we have to convert it into the right number, and that's the step two. Once you have done the step two, then it's very simple from there. And then feed your information into the price book or the PPA and generate your quote. This will give you the quote for TSIEM Direct of selling TSIEM as a product. You are almost ready at this point of time. However, step four is check all the bundles and price plays out there and compare the quote that you have generated with the prices that are available for the bundle and then make the decision on which might be the right thing for your customer. So what are some of those bundles and pricing plays that are available? There is log management offer, which is sort of an entry point product. Then there is TSIEM full suite, which you probably have priced for. Then TSIEM is also a part of IEA bundle, and IEAA, Identity Access Assurance, is priced at 127 or approximately that number per user. So how does the resource play in it? If you read through the IEAA pricing, or if you see the Tivoli talk, which we did a few weeks ago, in there we explained the other components of the IEA bundle, if they are connecting or if they are working with a server out there, a client device out there, a database out there, an application server out there, then that will already be covered within the TSIEM pricing in the bundle. And that makes it very interesting. So if you play it right, if you do your due diligence with it, you would find out that IEA gives them a lot more at a very small extra price on top of the code that you have generated for direct TSIEM sale. So be cognizant of that. Compare the two codes that you have and then propose accordingly. The other bundle, data and application bundle, data and application security bundle, do the same thing. And finally, the bundle for zSecure or security for zOS, TSIEM is also a part of that bundle, and similar weight as IAA, your pricing might look more lucrative and better if you go with the bundle. So those are the five plays that are currently active that you might be able to utilize. Moving on to the next slide. Now we should be going into the pricing deep dive. How do we actually come up with the RVA calculations? Our view calculations, what are the schedules, and all those details. So let me invite Shohaib to take it from here. Shohaib?
Hi. Thank you, Neil. This was great information which you shared before. So I'll take you guys to slide number six. Slide number six presents the most frequently used part numbers. So you'll see the pricing, the U.S. dollar pricing, and various part numbers associated with what you will be using to price the product or the bundle altogether. So there's a list of different prices. So for example, the log management install has a part number of B0B WCLL and priced at $11,000 U.S. dollars. So similarly, there are other pricing options, various part numbers available here. Now, the pricing for T-SIM is based on resource value units, and as Neil mentioned before, resource value units, any resource, could be a server or your application or a database or a firewall. These are different resources. And there's a different schedule for both the resources. So if you go on slide number 7, you will see there are two schedules, and they have different pricing structure and different tiers to calculate the RVU. Now, you can manually, you can calculate the RVUs manually, or you can go onto the website and there's a calculator called Security Calculator, and you can use that calculator. It's very simple if you know what are the number of devices that you have, and you can just feed in all that information and it'll just spit out a number for you, which will be the RVU number, and you can just plug that into the Passport Advantage, and that will give you the pricing of the whole suite. Now, as I mentioned, there are two schedules, Schedule 1 and Schedule 2. T-SIM, Compliance Management Module, and Application Interface Instances and VOSs fall under Schedule 2. And T-SIM log management devices, client devices, this can be a desktops or network devices and servers, they fall under Schedule 1. Moving along onto slide 8. So, as I mentioned earlier, Schedule 1 and Schedule 2 followed a different structure to calculate the RVU. So, for example, in Schedule 1, if you have a network device, say a Cisco router, or if you have a firewall, as an example, what you will do is you will use this number of resources. So, for example, if somebody wants to order 20 resources from Schedule 1, so for first 10 resources, you will use one RVU per resource. So that will be 10 RVUs. And for the next one, for next 10, you will multiply that by 0.9. So that will be 9. So total, in all, you will get 19 RVUs. And similarly, and so if you have more, then accordingly you will follow the structure and calculate. Moving to slide 9, it's exactly similar. For the first 1 to 2 resources, you have one RVU, and then so for 3 to 5, you have 0.9, and 6 to 10, 0.8, and so on and so forth. So I'll just take you to a pricing example here. On slide 11, this is a pricing scenario where in phase one of a compliance management installation, a customer needs to monitor and store logs for some critical systems. And they need to monitor and collect logs from 27 servers, 15 firewalls, and 10 databases. So the requirement here, log manager install 27 servers, 15 firewalls, and 10 databases. And all of the event sources are being used for log management only, and will be calculated as a T-SIM log management devices only. That is for Schedule 1. On slide 12, you will see how the calculation is done. But you can, as I mentioned earlier, you can use the security calculator to make this calculation, and you can do it manually as well. So the first T-SIM log management device, you need 10 entities, and it's for one. It's a one-to-one mapping. You need 10 RVUs. For the next, T-SIM 2, Tier 2, you need 42 quantities, and that is a 0.9, so you get 37.8. So total is 47.8, and you round it up, so that'll become 48. And then you'll need a T-SIM log manager installed, so that is one quantity. So overall, RVUs, you need 48 plus 1, which is for the T-SIM log manager installed. Slide 13 will show you what how it will look like in the Passport Advantage. So when you log in, and you can just plug in all the numbers that you calculated, and it will spit out the total amount and what is the bid amount, if you would. And then on top of it, you can have different discounting. So depending on who your customer is and if this is a special bid, so you can do different kind of scenarios here. But this is a basic pricing scenario. Okay. Moving right along on slide 14, this is scenario 2. So again, a customer wants to purchased TSIM to set up a compliance management for a division that runs a large financial system, and they want to benefit from built-in audit and compliance management reporting provided by TSIM. So initial deployment goal is to consolidate information from their core application and database servers. So the initial deployment will look like one TSIM install, which is the full install, 28 servers and 4 database. So going on to slide 15, as I mentioned earlier, it will have a tiering structure. So if you put in the quantity, so one TSIM install would be quantity, and tier 1 TSIM server, because one of the requirements here is 4 databases. So if you see, you have first 10 for the 28 servers, you will have 1-to-1 mapping, and then for the next 18, you will have 0.9 RVUs per quantity. So that will cost 16.2, and then you round up to 26.2, and then you round it up to 27. And then for application and database instances, you have a different schedule too. And similarly, you follow that calculation, and you come up to number 4 here. So you round it up to 3.8 and round it up to 4. And the next slide, slide 16, shows how it will look in the PPA. And similarly, you can use various discounting and depending on the customer and what the customer requirement is. Now I'll turn it over to Neil to take you through pricing plans for TSIM. Neil?
Thanks, Sohail. So notice on slide 16, as you see the pricing, it's $61,360. All the pricing that we have shown is North American pricing. If you are dealing with a different geography, then you should do your own translation. Also, this two solutions or the examples that we have shown, both are for a very small kind of situation, and therefore any bundles would not be applicable here. Most of the bundles have a minimum order quantity value, like IA bundle has 5,000. So therefore, in these scenarios, it was pointless to compare it to any bundle. Just straightforward TSIM pricing would do, and that would be the right one too. But as you go higher up in the number, that's when it gets interesting. So on that note, let's move on to slide 18. What are some of the bundles? And we talked about it a little bit before, but I wanted to list it out for you. These are the 5 ways of selling TSIEM, or these are the 5 ways, 5 pricing bundles and cases using which your customer can get TSIEM. So log management module is meant for a customer who is not really ready for a full-blown TSIEM or event management. They do worry about compliance, and their compliance officer only has this very small little budget. They don't see value in a lot of correlation, event correlation. They are typically a small company in size, growing maybe. In those scenarios, go pitch for log management because it is also a foot into the door, and it is so competitive pricing-wise. We are one of the most competitive price in the market for a change. I mean, IBM, how many times do you see IBM's price being that competitive to even to the smaller vendors out there? So the two other smaller vendors, RSA as well as ArcSight and LogLogic and many others, they're all pricing, they all have log management module as such, however priced higher. So that's the first one. Now, TSIM full suite, when should you go for it? A moderate-sized customer who knows that the immediate pain point is either event correlation from a security dashboard perspective, or it is more on the compliance side. One or both of these situations is a perfect kill or perfect situation to go for full suite. You remember, it has to be a moderate-sized customer. As you go into the bigger-sized customer, a lot of time they do have money for doing more than just event correlation, and two, the value proposition that you're proposing will increase tremendously as you go towards the bundle. So whether it is IAA, data and application, or Z-Security bundle, it depends upon what is more prevalent in their environment and what do they care more about, whether it is identity security, data and application security, or if they have RACF and mainframe-related issues. So make that judgment call depending upon how much you know about the customer. Involve us if you need, and for those larger going above from moderate size customers, IA, data and application, or Z security are the right bundles to propose. Okay, moving on to slide 19, and here we're going into areas. What I have done is listed down a group of questions that people have asked me over a period of time, and we will be taking some of your questions towards the end, but these are the questions I already know you have in your mind. So let me try and answer some of those. So slide 20 talks about the upgrade to TSIEM 2.0. Now, in this diagram, you see there are several upgrade routes. It starts even at the level of TCIM 8.0, which was like 2.5 years ago. Where it says upgrade versus where it says trade-up, trade-up is basically either you pay for those new licenses or you use special bid to compensate for what customer has and get them to the price that they are comfortable with. Upgrade is a straightforward upgrade from the previous product to the new product. So let me take two specific examples here. First one is TCIM 8.5 to TSIM 2.0. Notice that it is a straightforward upgrade. From a product perspective also, it is just a better product than how TCIM was. It does more. It has more capacity. From a hardware perspective, it can run the same or it can run same amount of correlation and log collection with the lesser hardware. It is better organized. The UI has improved tremendously. So, and it has 1.5 years of development work gone into it. So all the more reasons for your customer to upgrade to TSIEM and see the value. It would not mean any extra dollars because if they are paying maintenance, that would be covered under it. However, as they upgrade to TSIEM and becomes more happy, you have a chance to grow them into other identity, other portfolio in the security products. So that's the advantage you should be looking out for all those customers who are still on TCIM 8.5. And the second case is TSIEM 1.0 to TSIEM 2.0. And what is very interesting is TSIEM 1.0 was not only a product enhancement, it was also a bundle where it included the CIM product but also the TSOM product. Both these were included in 1.0. However, in 2.0, TSOM does not feature in, which means if you upgrade the customer, you would end up with a dangling product, which is TSOM. And as they upgrade, they are not entitled to keep any TSOM license. And that becomes sort of a problem because customer was happy with what they were running, and as they upgrade to become happier, they have now a dangling product that they additionally need to pay for. Those scenarios, the best thing to do is to involve Nick Bryers, the product manager. He has promised and volunteered to help in each one of those scenarios where you have a situation of upgrade. And as such, net result is you do you will have to involve the sales leaders in your area and do a special bid to get the customer to a happy situation. We do recognize that it is a challenge. However, that is the potential route that all the sellers who have helped upgrade have taken, and we propose to all the others who will be taking in future. And that's why it is named as selective exchange, which is where you exchange your part number to have a TSIEM 2.0 license as well as TSOM 4.1.1 license. So that's on the upgrade. Now moving on to slide 21, the TSIEM Guardium pricing. So as you know, with Guardium acquisition, our proposition for the security event management became even stronger. Guardium has a special way of collecting the logs for databases, which does not incur significant performance loss for the database. And that's probably the only way. TSIEM together or coupled with Guardium is the only way a customer can successfully do event correlation and log management for databases. All other methods would have been a very sort of an approach to do it, but not really do it. So how do we price for it? If you think about what Guardium is, it is basically a collector of its own kind from a variety of databases. It is not only collecting all the logs from all instances of a database, but also a variety of databases, the Oracle, the DB2, the Microsoft, all types of databases. So as such, if TSIEM was directly collecting the data from those databases, it would mean several hundred event source for us. It would mean several hundred event source for TSIEM. But we don't want to penalize the customer by asking them to pay that much again because they are already connecting to Guardium. And therefore, the product management has alluded to just charging one payment of IBM, or the customer need to purchase just one event source, IBM Tivoli Security Information and Event Manager for apps and databases. And that would cover the Guardium angle. And then you would not need to worry about all the databases that the customer has. This would make the pricing very, very simple every time you have the two-product pitch. All right. So with that, those are the two areas in which we were getting a lot of questions. I think we are towards the end of the call. It's time for questions. Jerry?
Okay, if you would like to ask a question or make a comment, please press star 1. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, to make a comment or ask a question, please press star 1. One moment. Okay, and our first question comes from Rainier. Is it Barthel?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, thank you, sir. You may go ahead.
Okay, Neil, short question. Thank you for the information. Is Guardium monitoring also part of the IAA bundle?
No. Guardium is not part of IAA bundle.
So when we sell the IAA bundle and then TSIEM is part of it, and we want to collect data from Guardium, we have to sell Guardium additionally.
Yes, and I would strongly encourage to involve a Guardium seller in that process to make the transition smooth. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was
the
question.
Okay, and our next question comes from Gerard Ward. You may ask your question.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Hey, Jay Allen. Good.
In your two pricing examples, you broke out the event sources between Tier 1 and Tier 2. And let's just talk about Scenario 2, where you took the 28 servers and you put 10 into Tier 1 and 18 into Tier 2. Why did you do that? The same with the database. You took four databases and put two in Tier 1 and two in Tier 2. Why did you separate them?
That's a good question. Shoheb, you want to answer that?
Yeah, I can answer that. So if you look at Schedule 1, so databases and ZOS and applications, they go to Schedule 2, and Schedule 1 is for the servers. If you look at Slide 8, if you have 28 servers, then first 10 would be priced at 1 RVU, so 1 multiplied by 10, that will be 10, and the next 8 would be multiplied by 0.9. So that is why you have a different tiering here. So you have individual tiering for the server, and then if you look at slide 9, you see first two resources are priced, are calculated for RVUs at 1 RVU for each resource, so that will be 2 RVUs, and then from 3 to 5, you have 0.9.
Got it. All right, thanks.
All right, very good.
Thanks, Shailen. And generally, we also have a pricing calculator if you don't want to do the schedule calculation yourself. So feel free to use that versus doing your own calculation.
Okay, thanks. Our next question comes from John. Is it Carusolo?
Yeah, hi, this is Joe Carusolo. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Joe.
I had a question that came up in our event yesterday in Atlanta. And it gets back to the license for SIEM that's included in the IAA or actually any of the bundles. From a discussion we had, I guess looking at the detail of how the bundle is described, it says that SIEM license is limited to event collection from the other components of the bundle. In other words, it explicitly says that it's not a general license for SIEM that includes any number of event sources. So can you comment on that? I guess the question really revolves around how does involving the bundle potentially offer a better discount for a customer if they still pretty much have to pay for the same event sources they would have otherwise, that, you know, the event sources included in the bundle are just the other bundle components?
And that's a great question, Joe. So the way they should handle this, let's take an example of IAA bundle. In IAA bundle, you have Tivoli Identity Manager, TAM-EB and TFIM and TAM-ESSO for the single sign-on component, and you have TSIEM. If you have written a profile in TAM-ESSO for a certain application, a certain database, or any other access to your network node, access to your gateway, access to your AD, they all are automatically covered within TSIEM license. But let's take, for example, that there is this one machine, a client device, on which you have not installed TAM-ESSO, you have not installed the TIM plugin, and you're not doing any web single, you're not launching a website at all from that machine. Because if you're launching a website on that machine, which is protected by TAM-EB from a single web single sign-on perspective, then that machine is covered as well. But let's say you're not launching any website from that machine, you're not installed any one of these things, then you will have to price for TSIEM $412 for that device, and that is correct. However, in our experience of selling 27, 28 bundles, IEA bundle, we have hardly seen a single case where the customer had to do that. So the reality is, based on the product set that we have in that bundle, almost always you end up covering everything that is there at the customer location. And therefore, you would not need, most probably you would not need to price for extra event sources.
Okay, that's very helpful. So, but I guess the related question I had then was, as a seller, it may not be obvious to me whether all of the potential event source locations the customer is interested in would, you know, would fall under the description you described. In other words, whether they would be provisioned by TIM or secured by TAM or whatever. I take it that I really need to have an SE that's actually going to do this analysis for me as the rep, and then make the determination of what odd event sources there might be, if any.
That's absolutely correct. You will have to, and even your SC would not be able to answer that on day one, because it depends upon the deployment time. So if the deployment time, you're involving a services or post-sales people who will deploy it in next 3 months, it is only after those 3 months that you would have a good sense of what are those extras. But be cognizant and aware that those extras will be very little. If you look at the pricing of the event sources, the client devices and network nodes are very, very low price. They are $300, $400. And all the expensive ones are application servers, which you anyway will be connecting through the bundles. So that will not be a big price variation, and you would not have too much of a problem pricing for it.
Okay, thank you. Again, I guess what it sounds like you're saying is if in fact I propose the bundle, I should, at the time I provide the quote to the customer, I should assume there are no additional event sources, because as you pointed out, I may not be able to determine that until at deployment time, which should be well after the license, and that it really would be at renewal time or some later review of licensing that I would look for odd event sources that should be separately charged.
That's what I would do. Shoheb, do you want to add to that? Is that your understanding as well?
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Neil.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much. Very helpful.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question or make a comment, please press star 1. And our next one comes from Keith Sams. You may ask your question.
This is sort of a follow-on to the question that was just asked. How are you doing, Neil, by the way?
Hey, Keith. I'm good. How are you?
So, if I understand what was said, the IAA bundle is sold per user, right?
That's right.
So, when I license it, I would license it for all uses of TIM and TAM, et cetera. But that doesn't mean that when I deploy it, I have necessarily, deployed it on all of those resources. So I assume that because it could potentially cover a resource, the license for TSIEM would be included for that resource. Is that the right interpretation?
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And our next question comes from Rainier Barthel. Your line is open, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Neil, another question.
Sure.
But you said that already. What about the compliance modules? Are they part of the IAA bundle? And if yes, all of them or just one or two, or how does it work?
So, no, that's a good question, Rainier. Compliance modules are not part of IAA bundle. Each compliance module costs, I think, around $11,000 or so. They are generally expensive, but you would not have to sell all nine of the compliance module. Most probably it is one, two, or three. That's what we have seen, and they will not be covered with the IAA bundle. You'll have to price for it separately.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rainier.
And our next question comes from Gail Hutchings. Gail, you may ask your question.
Yeah, I'm wondering, do we use the existing security tool to do the inputs to make the calculations, or is there going to be a new one?
The latest security tool, as you're calling it, the RVU calculator, is on the pricing site. You go to Software Seller Workplace and you go to any one of the, like, for example, if you go to TSIEM page, you will see the pricing link. It will take you to the right location. It has been updated in the last 2 weeks. However, whatever is there on that site is the latest calculator at any point.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
Once again, if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, please press star one. And gentlemen, at this time, we have no further questions.
All right. Well, this was a great session. I have gotten feedback that TSIEM pricing is complicated. I hope with this session, now the opinion is changing to some extent. I'd like to remind everybody, pricing for a product, TSIEM 2.0, is not complicated. It's a four-step process. You have to find out which are the components you want to charge. Then you have to do the translation, put it into the price book, compare it to other bundles out there. If you do those four steps, you'll get your quote. With that, our call comes to an end. Thank you so much for attending.